Welcome to Students Incorporated. I'm your host, Mr. Jason. Join me weekly as my students and I bring you content that's informative, positive, fun, and uplifting. This podcast is created and produced with the help of students from the International Community School of Bangkok. Welcome to a very special episode of Students Incorporated, our 100th episode. The number 100 has always carried a sense of achievement and meaning. In school, 100% is the mark of completeness, the highest you can reach. In the sport of cricket, something I know very little about, scoring a century is a milestone every batter dreams of. And in life, living to 100 years is a symbol of longevity and wisdom. Even in math, 100 is powerful. It's 10 times 10, a perfect square at the heart of our number system. And in culture, keeping it 100 has come to mean being authentic and real. For us, reaching 100 episodes means 100 conversations, 100 stories, and 100 opportunities to grow, learn, and share with our community. Today, instead of just looking back, we're celebrating by looking forward with some fun, creative, and even quirky questions for our Season 4 team. So whether you've been with us since Episode 1 or you're just tuning in for the first time, thank you for being part of this journey. Here's to the past 99 episodes and the many more still to come. But first, let's hear our quote of the day and get some headline news.
Our quote of the day comes from a powerful African proverb. It is quoted to say, "The path to 100 is not a sprint. It is a long journey. If you want to walk far enough to reach it, you must walk together." This comment reflects the difference between individual speed and collective endurance. While a single person might be able to move quickly, a monumental goal like reaching 100 requires a collective strength and support of a group. The quote argues that true, lasting success is achieved not by the individual who goes the fastest, but by the team who goes the furthest, together. This perfectly showcases the importance of collaboration and teamwork when aiming for a shared long-term goal. And that's our quote of the day. Now, onto some headline news.
Thank you for our quote of the day. Now, here's some headline news from around the world. Our first headline comes from the world of philanthropy. According to a report from the Global Philanthropic Review, a small town in rural Ohio has come together to achieve a remarkable milestone. The community, with a population of just over 2,000, successfully raised $100,000 for a new community center, with over 90% of local families contributing to the effort. This collective achievement highlights the power of every individual's contribution, no matter how small, when united for a single cause. Our next headline comes from the world of science. A recent report published in the Journal of Climate Science highlights a new landmark in global environmental cooperation. The report confirms that 100 nations have now officially joined a landmark agreement to reduce carbon emissions. The initiative, which took over a decade to negotiate, is being hailed as a triumph of international collaboration, demonstrating that nations with diverse interests can work together to achieve a shared long-term goal. And finally, our last headline comes from the world of education. According to the Council on Global Development, a landmark educational initiative has successfully reached its target of providing 100 full scholarships for students from developing nations. The program, funded by a global organization of universities in cooperation, is a testament to the power of cross-border partnerships. The project's leader noted that the success was a direct result of many different organizations coming together with a shared vision to invest in the next generation of global leaders.
Thank you for the quote and the headline news. Welcome to our first segment of our 100th episode. To get things started, we thought it would be fun to explore how the number 100 shows up around the world. And then we'll put our own twist on it with some funny what-if questions. So let's start with 100 around the world first. Josiah, why don't you take this one?
In Japan, turning 100 years old is such a big deal that the government actually sends centenarians a special silver sake cup called a sakazuki. Imagine hitting 100 and getting official recognition like that.
Here's another one. In China, there's a phrase, Bai Nian Hao He, which means 100 years of harmony. It's a blessing usually given at weddings, wishing the couple a long and happy marriage.
Nice. And of course, in cricket-loving countries like India, England, or Australia, scoring 100 runs, what they call a century, is one of the greatest achievements for a batter. a huge deal in sports culture, but I wouldn't know much about that since I don't follow cricket much. Sorry, cricket fans.
History has one too. In ancient Rome, a centurion was the commander of 100 soldiers. So this number 100 has always been tied to power and leadership.
And here's one that's closer to school life. A lot of schools celebrate the 100th days of school. Kids bring in 100 items, like paperclips or candies. It's a fun way to mark progress in the year.
So from birthdays to blessings, sports to history, the number 100 keeps showing up as a symbol of achievement and celebration all over the world. Now, let's loosen things up with a little imagination. We're calling this one Funny Hypotheticals. Each of us will answer some ridiculous what-if questions, all involving the number 100. Josiah, start us off with the first hypothetical.
All right, first one. If you had 100 free hours in a row, what would you do with them?
Come on, this is an easy answer. Sleep, of course, for like 20 hours straight, then binge watch every drama series I've missed while eating snacks.
All right, I'd probably use it to finish all those projects I start and never complete. 100 free hours would feel like a miracle. Or I'd just go on a vacation with my family.
Okay, next, if you could eat 100 of one food without getting sick, what would you choose?
Definitely tacos, no hesitation.
I'd say Chicago-style pizza slices from the Midwest.
I think I'd go for sushi. 100 pieces would be tough, but worth it.
Last one, if you had 100 million followers, what would your first post be?
I'm going to say I'm going to do some TikTok dance reels.
I'd start a challenge, probably something positive, like a global cleanup. Imagine if millions of people joined in, I'd be the next Mr. Beast.
Good one, Josiah. All right, thinking of the community and the social impact, that's good. My first post would be where I think I would ask all of my followers a question, maybe about what type of post they want to see on my account. The unfortunate thing is, I think I'd get 100 million different responses. Now it's time to bring in our student guest and hear their answers to some creative questions about the number 100. This is where we get to hear their voices and their take on the number 100. So go ahead and start us off, Josiah, with our first guest.
All right, we have got some great questions lined up, some funny, some thoughtful, and I can't wait to hear how they answer.
Exactly, because this episode isn't just about reaching 100. It's also about celebrating the community that got us here. So let's get started.
All right, let's start with our first student guest and then rapid fire with our other guest in the studio. Josiah, get us started.
Okay, here we go. Up first, we have Porsche. So Porsche, my question for you is, do you think life would be different 100 years from now?
I think that life will probably become easier as new inventions will make life more convenient. Technology will probably become a bigger part of our lives as robots could potentially take over jobs and everyday tasks.
You're gonna like this one. If you had 100 baht, what would you spend it on?
Well, 100 baht in this economy can't get me much, but I would probably spend it on 2 bowls of boat noodles because it's not as expensive as other foods in Thailand.
Ooh, next up. If you had 100 free days, what would you do?
I would spend first 20 days with my friends, hang out, sleepovers, volleyball, another 20 days travel alone around the world by myself, and 60 days with my family traveling around the world with them.
All right, imagine this. If you were only to live for another 100 days, how would you spend them?
I would probably spend them traveling to some places that I've never been to. And in general, I would just experience things that I haven't experienced yet. And I would probably also just eat a lot.
Okay, now talking about food, Lucas, what meal would you like to cook for 100 people?
I would definitely cook 100 beef burgers for my friends and family because it's one of my favorite meals and it's easy to cook.
Something bigger to consider. What is worth more than $100 to you?
Some things that are worth more than $100 to me are like my friends and family and some of the items I own. Maybe like clothes, shoes, and other collectibles.
Okay, another serious question. Would you want to be able to live 100 years old?
I wouldn't want to live to be 100 years old because that would mean I would see all my best friends die. And I want to be the first one to die in my friend group.
Thank you, and this concludes our first segment. We'll be right back after this short PSA announcement.
1, 2, 3, 4. Quick reminder, school isn't just about grades. It's about growth, ideas, and building the future. If you want to hear what the future sounds like, check out Students Incorporated, the podcast made by students for students. We talk about real issues, share big ideas, and keep it 100% relatable.
Tune in, get inspired, and maybe even hear your story next. Students Incorporated, where students run the show.
Welcome back to segment two of our 100th episode. In the first part, we had some fun with hypotheticals and quirky facts, but now I want us to think a little bit deeper about the number 100. For me, the number 100 makes me think of a road trip. Imagine you're going on a journey that's hundreds of miles or kilometers away. You don't cover the distance all at once. You tick off one stretch of the roadmap at a time, passing signs and markers, until eventually you reach your destination. That's kind of what milestones like 100 represent. Not just the big finish, but all the little steps that get you there.
For me, 100 feels like a reminder of progress. It's like when you've done something 100 times, whether it's practicing a skill, playing a sport, or just showing up for class. You see how far you've come. It's proof that the little steps actually do add up.
And I think about memories. Like, imagine a road trip where you stop along the way, and each stop is its own experience. If you would collect 100 of those little memories that tell a little story of the journey, it's not just the destination. That is what I see in the number 100. It's a collection of the moments.
Absolutely, and I think that's one of the cool things about 100. It gives you perspective. You start to notice the small wins along the way, not just the finish line. Every segment of the journey matters.
And there's also something exciting about perspective. When you're looking at the vast journey from the finish line, it's easy to forget all the small moments along the way. The number 100 helps you pause and appreciate each segment of the trip, taking it all in when it's finally over.
Yes, and it makes me think about opportunities. Every step along the journey, every mile or kilometer, every moment gives a chance for you to try something new, learn new, or just notice something amazing. Reaching 100 is really about celebrating those chances we have taken along the way.
Yeah, exactly. 100 isn't just a number. It's a reminder to enjoy the journey, celebrate the little wins, and see how all those pieces add up. And speaking of pieces, it's the perfect time to hear more from our student team. James and Esther have some fun 100 questions lined up. So let's pass it over to them to keep the conversation going with our student team members. James is up first.
Well then, Eunwoo, what do you think society will look like in 100 years? Probably a lot different.
In 100 years, society will probably be completely digital. Cities will be run by algorithms and jobs replaced by automation. And most human interaction will be done in virtual spaces.
Another good question coming up. What type of food would you not want 100 pieces of?
100 pieces of cheese? No way. Way too heavy, greasy, and cheesy. And your stomach would be screaming after just a few. The smell would probably make your whole house regret it. And after a while, even thinking about cheese would make you want to run.
Moving on. Do you think you're capable of talking for 100 minutes straight?
Ooh, that's a good question. Okay. I believe that I can, because if I talk to my friends, I think they'll agree that I'm kind of a talkative person. I love to talk about things that I love, like books, movies, Epic the Musical, which is like the best musical ever, and like other stuff. So yeah, I definitely think I can talk for like 100 minutes, just give me water and my friends, and yeah, I think I got it. So I could demonstrate, but you know, we don't have the time for that. So yeah, bye!
Speaking of that, do you have 100 interesting stories of throughout your life?
Oh, I wish I were a better story collector, but I can share with you, though, my story of getting stuck on an island with my drama cast members for drama class and basically exploring a seemingly iffy old corporation base on the island, which experiments with humans and animals, blending their DNA and genetics in hopes of evolving the human race. So we are being challenged by these genetically mutated animals on this island trying to survive for life to this day.
Whoa. Well, we have a hard question coming up. Would 100 clones of you make life easier or harder?
Having 100 clones would definitely make life harder because I'd never know which one was the real me. Imagine trying to call a meeting and 100 identical voices answer at once. It would be pure chaos. Even something simple like sharing a closet or deciding what to eat would turn into total confusion.
Interesting one now. What song could you listen to 100 times and why?
I'd say Viva La Vida by Coldplay. It's uplifting and powerful with lyrics that tell us a story and music that builds so beautifully. The mix of orchestra sounds and emotion makes it timeless, so it never gets old for me.
I agree with that. I love how creative everyone was. It's amazing to see how one simple number, 100, can spark so many different ideas and stories.
And it's also kind of inspiring, right? You see how milestones like 100 aren't just numbers. They're moments, experiences, and opportunities to reflect and imagine.
Exactly. This segment has been fun with some very creative and weird answers. It really shows that the journey, the stories, and the people we share it with, that's what makes 100 truly special. Before we wrap up our 100th episode, I want to take a moment to give a huge thank you to everyone who has made Students Incorporated what it is today. First, to our Season 1 team, thank you for getting this whole thing started. You laid the foundation, and without your energy, creativity, and courage to try something new, we wouldn't be here today without your contributions. To our Season 2 team, thank you for building on that foundation and taking the podcast to new heights. You pushed the boundaries of what we could do, and your ideas and enthusiasm have left a lasting mark. And to our Season 3 team, thank you for keeping the momentum going and bringing your own unique perspectives. Each of you helped make this podcast a place where student voices matter and creativity thrives. You can see our past teams on our website at studentsincorporated.com. And to all of our listeners, thank you for joining us on this journey, week after week, episode after episode. Thanks for tuning in to our topics, stories, and fun. As we end this episode, here's to 100 episodes of curiosity, creativity, and community. And to the next 100 moments we'll share together. Thank you for being part of this journey. Stay tuned for our next episode as we bring you an interview with a special guest, so tune in to find out. And as always, this podcast would not be possible without the hard work and support of our international student production team.
All music and sound effects are courtesy of Pixabay.com, a vibrant community of creatives sharing copyright-free images, videos, and music.
And we are signing off until next time. We are Students Incorporated, because your voice matters.